voted no were Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They publicly made their intentions known going into this vote. Another surprise was Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He was undecided, but he spoke for several hours with Hegseth and he voted yes.
President Trump got an in-person look at the devastation of the Los Angeles wildfires today, as we hear from CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tom Waite.
The president having some, you know, tense exchanges at times with Democratic officials who were here at the meeting, including LA Mayor Karen Bass, as President Trump pushed her pretty hard on the issue of getting people back into their homes here in the Palisades. The mayor saying she needs people to stay safe.
But we are going to move as fast as we can, but we want you to be safe, and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
Earlier, Trump visited flood-ravaged Asheville, North Carolina, where he said he's considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The White House press secretary says, quote, the largest massive deportation operation in history is well underway. And that includes the raid on a work site in Newark, New Jersey, where Mayor Ross Baraka says ICE agents stormed the building without a warrant. CBS's Jake Rosen is following.
Donald Trump has promised these immigration raids, has promised to kind of show a force all across the country. We'll see how big and how large these kind of scale up over the next couple of days. But doing it near New York City is certainly a targeted message, especially in a blue state and a sanctuary city like Newark.
Hamas says it will release four female Israeli soldiers ages 20 and 19 held since the October 7, 2023 attacks, and Israel will release 200 more Palestinian prisoners as the fragile ceasefire holds. CBS's Remy Innocenzo tells us it's having an effect.
In Gaza, tens of thousands of people are hoping to return north this weekend. In the south, people have already been making their way home. So many finding nothing but rubble. Others, like Mohammed Keshta, finding the remains of his brother after 261 days. Today, we got him out with a broom, his friend told our CBS News team in Gaza.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you have snow to shovel? Here's some advice.
As many Americans dig out from all the snow left behind by the latest winter storm, the Cleveland Clinic has some do's and don'ts when it comes to snow shoveling, something that can be quite dangerous.
Most commonly, we see people that strain their lower back while shoveling all the snow, mostly because snow is deceptively heavy.
The clinic's Dr. Carol Parsons says another important point is snow removal technique.
A lot of people choose to scoop and throw the snow when it may actually be a little bit safer to try and push it instead.
And don't forget about your hands because of frostbite.
The ways to prevent this are by making sure that you are wearing warm apparel, but also changing your apparel whenever they get wet.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
On Wall Street, stocks edged back from their all-time high to close out a second straight winning week. Trading was quiet thanks to steadiness in the bond market. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs upper 20s. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s. Currently 21 degrees.
Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Ba, 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 ba. matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. Hold me, baby.
love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you mind. Ain't you trying to kill that night with all my thumb? Real rap, somebody show him. Mr. Rankish is great balls of fire.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stay. After my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying, now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you
all this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Some say it's a sign of weakness, or
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Sweet music on my radio. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Thank you.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
been